And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. That whole thing. By the way, did you see the Big Rig? Did you see the videos of the Friday night ceremony in Paris? Have you seen them?
I didn't. I saw clips. I didn't feel like watching it.
Oh no, yeah, I watched it after the fact.
But I did see people posting about it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the thumbnails, and it looked ridiculous.
You look at it and you go, okay, am I just not artsy enough? And then the reality is, nah, that's not it. It was just weird. It was beyond weird. It was like, how weird can we be?
And agreed. Like you said, what does it have to do with sports?
Nothing. What does it have to do with celebrating France, for that matter? You know, usually they do these things, and I hate to say that China did a really good job when they hosted, but they did. You look at it and go, okay, this is where you're supposed to, like, celebrate your country, you know, show the world, hey, you've come to our country, we're hosting you, here's what we're about. And we got, like, drag queens and bloody headless, you know, singing events. It was just, the whole thing was just bizarre. Anyway, text lines are open. Text me your thoughts. Call in if you want to. 833-687-4448. But here's the other thing to call in about if you want to, or text in. Is this a part of a larger war on Christianity? Is it? Is that what's happening? Are we seeing a war on Christianity? And I'll ask you this. Would you have ever expected for the same things we saw Friday night to be done with scenes from the Quran? Would you expect to see, I don't know, a mass representation of Buddha treated like that? And I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is no, not at all. It's just... Now it's, you know, it's France, but vive la France, but it's going to be weird no matter what you do. John from Huntsville says, Phil, fantastic monologue. Also, did you know, he says, Saturday was Bugs Bunny's 83rd birthday. No, I did not know this. And the Marines gave Bugs Bunny the rank of Marine Master Sergeant for his performance in Super Rabbit. John, you are so off right now that I don't even know where you are. thanks, John. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I guess turnabout's fair play. Then we need to start parodies of drag queens. But I still triple dog Darren to make fun of the Muslim religion the same fashion. Then it would be a problem solved. No doubt, man. No doubt. By the way, tell my caller... We're going to hit the break here. Like, I may not get. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take it right now. I'll do that. I got a caller on line one. Who's that? Mike from Harvest. Mike, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Williams. How are you, sir?
I'm well. We got about a minute, man. What's on your mind?
No problem. I just was curious how many mainline religions would even bother to fight that, since most of them have already given up to the gay and trans agenda.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Islam would be already rioting in the streets.
Oh, absolutely. They would have been beheaded already. So.
Yeah, there's
well, thank
no doubt.
You, sir. I'll let you go to your break. You have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, Mike. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
JT Lacey Springs says, Olympic ceremony, so degrading. Calling it jackassery is a compliment. In fact, you can hit me some jackassery if you want to, because, yeah, that's exactly what it was. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jason from Huntsville says, it's France. Did we expect anything else? Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe a little better than that. I just look at it, though. Okay, so on the one hand, I am rolling my eyes, right? We got about 30 seconds. I am rolling my eyes. I see it as being ridiculous. I see it as being farcical. I see it as being such a waste of time. I see it as being an embarrassment to those who did it. But here's the other piece. They chose to mock my faith by doing it, and they know they did. And they're doing all they can right now to say, that's not really what happened. Yeah, that's really what happened. You know why? Because you admitted it. That's where I have a beef, and we better start speaking up, in my opinion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More on that when we get back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I mean to say, y'all, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, several more text messages before I keep it, before I get going on the dipper here. So Gary from Decatur says, I believe it's simply rules for radicals continuing on with the divide and conquer tactics. I agree with that. Racism is losing its impact on our society, so they're moving on to religious persecution to keep the anger and division fires burning. That's not a bad analogy on your part, Gary. And yeah, if you've never seen Rules for Radicals, and I've actually talked about that more than once, especially like in monologues here on the show, the actual list of the Rules for Radicals written by Saul Alinsky, I think it's number 11 is find the target, fix it, polarize it, and then basically run it in the ground. And that's what they do. That's what they do. And this was an attempt, in my opinion, to, first of all, just spit in the eye of Christianity. And secondly, they were trying to draw fire. They were trying to draw. There's a thing that we use in the military. It's called recon by fire. And that's where you shoot hoping that they will shoot back so you could see where they are. Recon by fire. So is that what this was, maybe? A little recon by fire by the transgender atheists in France? Try and draw Christians out so then they can mock them for being so puritanical? I don't know, maybe. David from Athens. But by the way, that does not mean don't say something. If they want to complain because you spoke up and said, stop using our faith as your tool, then, okay, let them complain about you speaking up and saying, stop using our faith as your tool. But don't let it ever be that they did it and there was nothing but crickets and we all sat here with our, you know, sitting on our hands doing nothing. Christians have got to stand up and speak up. It's time. You got to. Because it's like that speech by the Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller that I quoted in my monologue a while ago. If we don't speak out, then there may come a time when they're after us and no one will be there to speak for us because we said nothing and they began to scoop everybody up as they wanted to. David from Bucky's, he says, Phil, I'm not sure I'll be able to watch any of the women's events at the Olympics. Can't be sure if we're actually watching biological women or men who think they can win. Try pretending to be trying. Yeah, exactly. There's actually, I saw, and I'm trying to think what... I think it's women's boxing. There's a dude competing in women's boxing right now. It's just messed up. Jerry from Decatur says, I'm sure Satan looked on with glee as our Savior was mocked anew and afresh by stupid. Yeah. Yeah. John from Huntsville says, I guess Phil doesn't like Bugs Bunny. The Marines or the Olympics. No, it says that you were so far off topic, man, that I wasn't going to read it all. John, focus. Jeff from Indiana. Phil, I just had a gut wagon pull up next to me while I'm up here. And it's exactly what it smells. Oh, it smells almost as bad as French drag queens. I don't know what he's talking. What is he talking? Oh, I know. A gut wagon. Okay, I got you. Jeff and John, you guys are so off topic right now. All right, listen. Let me jump on in here. I got the first dipper is a segue directly off that monologue, all right? I was setting the stage for it. First piece I've got is this. I just think it's important for y'all to know. I mean, this is big doings, y'all. Jill Biden, the first lady of the now lame duck president, Jill Biden, led the U.S. delegation to the opening ceremony on Friday because I don't know why. Why was she there? Why is she there? Anyway, First Lady Jill Biden praised the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics in Paris that has faced backlash for mocking Christianity. Biden, who led the U.S. delegation to the opening ceremony, made the comments during a brunch celebrating the fact that the 2028 Olympics are going to be held in Los Angeles, because they are. 4 years from now, the U.S. will be hosting the next round of Olympic Games in Los Angeles. And she says, it was spectacular. The rain did not dampen our spirits. Every step of the way, I kept thinking, oh my God, how are we going to top this? Well, here's an idea. We just don't have drag queens mocking a world faith. Just... nowhere to go but up at that point, right? Anyway, just so you know, your first lady is real excited. She thought it was awesome. It was great. It inspired her. Well, she may be inspired, but I do like the fact that story here on Daily Wire. One major tech company decided to pull its advertising from the Olympics. Loving this. Loving this. Mississippi-based CSpire. In fact, now that I think about it, I think I know some folks at corporate headquarters for CSpire. Anyway, Mississippi-based CSpire, a telecommunications and technology company based in Mississippi, announced on Saturday that it was pulling its advertising from the Olympics after the opening ceremony featured a scene of the Last Supper with drag queens playing Jesus and the Apostles. Here's their quote. You ready? "We were shocked by the mockery of the Last Supper during the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. CSpire will be pulling our advertising from the Olympics." Awesome. Simple and to the point. You guys screwed up. We're out of here. That's pretty much what it boiled down to. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves applauded CSpire for backing out of the Olympics over the display, saying, quote, "I'm proud to see the private sector in Mississippi step up and put their foot down. God will not be mocked." CSpire drew a common sense appropriate line. Look, this is blowing back on them in a big, big way. The question is, do they care? I mean, look at the guy they picked to run this thing. Who, by the way, his name's Thomas Jolly. Thomas Jolly is an avowed, what does he refer to himself as, genderqueer? And what did they think was going to happen? Weeks ago, he said he was so excited to create a very diverse, you know, presentation. Oh, geez. You ought to see the red flags flying at that point, right? You picked this guy and appointed him to be in charge, who, by the way, is also in charge of the closing ceremony. I just almost hold in my breath. Pray tell, what will happen? Story here on New York Post. Olympic Last Supper was the latest effort to denigrate Western culture. Now, this author took the tack that, yeah, it also insulted Christianity, certainly. But he takes the tack that it really just assaulted Western culture in general. Says the organizers have issued a weak, "we're sorry if you were offended" apology. They say they were shocked that anyone was bothered by what they say was a testament to inclusion. That's a quote. A testament to inclusion. Listen, here's me talking again. The apostles of inclusion are always shocked. They are of the opinion that you should just look at what it's for inclusion. Why would you be shocked by this? Don't you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to achieve diversity. It's about inclusion. Everybody's welcome. No, we're not. Everybody except the people who don't like what you're doing, right? That's not inclusion. You didn't have any respect. You could have done you could have had your friggin' drag queen fashion show, which was kind of part of this, and everybody would have gone, ugh. But no one would have been upset about you assaulting their faith. I mean, faith and family and country, those three things. You get in our business about our faith, our family, and our country, and you expect us to go, I mean, so if somebody came over here and insulted your wife, and they said, "We're going to do a presentation and we're going to insult your wife. It's going to be awesome." Would you stand for it? If somebody went up to a veterans organization and said, "We'd like to bring a play in to show your veterans. It's about how bad America is. We want to denigrate your country. We'll burn a flag as part of this." Do you think that would fly? Know your audience. And yet their role is to go, "Well, we're shocked that anyone is offended by our testament to inclusion." Anyway, it points out, though, it's not just in the U.S. It's a worldwide outrage. Backlash in France, Italy, Britain, from both religious and non-religious. And he points out, in many ways, this was something that was an affront to Western society. All of Western culture. We're told it's brave. It was an opportunity for artistic expression. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. There's nobody out there painting a naked blue Muhammad to do this, right? They're not. Nobody's out there pretending that if they take a symbol or a representation of another religion and do this, that it'll be much appreciated. It's not. I'll read this last quote and I'll go to the phones. There's one guy named Eric S. Raymond who tweeted out about this. He said it was a compulsion to defecate all over any source of meaning and value in favor of a depraved narcissism. We have let the mentally ill game our tolerance for too long. It's time to start stuffing them back into the asylums. Woo! How about that? Line one, who we got there? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Doing well, and I liked your quote about reconnaissance by fire.
Yeah.
That's part of what it was, and they're trying to see who sticks their head up and goes against it. And social media has been doing that for 20 years, and that's probably where they're going to shoot back at the people that shoot at them.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I put it on my Twitter feed, at Sin Phil Williams, this weekend. It's the most viral post I've ever put on. It's like well over, I think it's over 500 likes now, like 100 reposts, which for me is huge. And yet, as many as there were that were supportive, it's amazing how many trolls I drew out who just dared to say, how can you question this? And, you know, and take me to task for being offended.
Well, I shall be taking a look at that probably tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, good.
As I get opportunity. But then remember that we had Shakespearean actors that dressed in drag, but they didn't act that way.
Yeah, that is. If there was an absence of female characters to play the role, that's one thing. But it's all quite another when they pretend that they are a woman in real life. All right, man.
Well, thank you all very much.
Appreciate you, bud. See you. Three more texts for the break. Marie from Madison said, that should have been, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm sorry. That was a follow-up. She goes, you should check out one of the newest posts from Babylon B. It was about Sodom and Gomorrah putting their name in the hat to be the host of the next Olympic Games. that's awesome. Jason from Huntsville says, France has a long history of embarrassment on the global stage. We have a rule. France's armies are victorious only when not led by a Frenchman. And then he lists all the wars they lost. Then he says, Napoleon was awesome, but he was not French. See the first rule. my gosh. Anyway, Bruce from Springville says, I'm a believer myself. I'll sit back and eat popcorn when God decides to pour his wrath out on those people. No doubt. Jeremy from Madison says there's a huge difference between a costume, a disguise, and drag. Yes. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, says, Big Rig, tell Phil that if I'm distracted, it's because I'm watching Olympic women's beach volleyball. Okay. Hang in there, man. All right, listen, we're taking a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'll put a lid on this. I expect some more texts and calls. Come on with it. That's 833-687-4448. Is it an assault on your faith? You tell me. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Shoo, Manetti. I mean, like, making common sense like a superpower. Let me take this thing all the way to the top of the hour. And a few of y'all are texting in. I'll grab those here momentarily. But listen, they are very aware of what they were doing. If you're not familiar, the what's her name? Barbara Butch was the name of the character who stood in the middle portraying Jesus. Yeah. A self-described love activist. Someone who describes herself as an obese genderqueer is the person who stood there in the middle in the position of Jesus while all these like strange cavortings were going on around. And by the way, there was also appeared to be a child in the whole setup, which I look at and go, did somebody's kid wander on stage, or did y'all actually plan this with a child? And right next to the child, by the way, was a guy who's, let's just say the hot pants he was wearing were not making it, all right? They were in be-all-they-can-be mode, and they were not making it, and more was being revealed than everybody should have had to experience. It's just the whole thing was just, it was just gross. Yeah, but she posted on her own social media, Barbara Butch. So this whole thing about, like, it was not the New Testament. It was not. It was not about the Last Supper of Jesus. It was not. It was about a Greek god Dionysus and all. No, not that part. Naked Blue Guy came out later on and gave us the Naked Blue Scrotum Show. And that's where the Greek god Dionysus thing happened. Prior to that, it was the Last Supper. It was, the entire thing was paganistic. But when they were doing the whole Last Supper thing, Barbara Butch, who played Jesus in the Last Supper piece, actually posted on her own social media a picture of them superimposed over a picture of Da Vinci's Last Supper painting. And underneath it, she said, in this excited terms, that it was the New Gay Testament! Exclamation point. They knew what they were doing. It's to the point that even the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had to say something about it, saying that it was shocking and insulting to Christians worldwide. Well, so I look at it and think, okay, we have something that was overtly pagan, filled with satanic symbolism, and then I think about the guy who put this together. And the guy who put it together is a guy named Thomas Jolly. They knew when they picked him what he was going to do. Don't think they didn't. Don't think for a second that he just suddenly got radical for this one event. And nobody saw it coming. Do you think for a second that this was not a vetted performance? Okay, everybody got their act together. What do you got? Jolly, what do you got planned for us? Lay it out for me. I want to see. Give me the storyboard on it. You know for a fact they didn't just like, oh, crap. What was that? We didn't know you were going to do that. Yes, they did. But Thomas Jolly himself said, our subject was not meant to be subversive. We never wanted to be subversive. We wanted to talk about diversity. Diversity means being together. Well, you alienated billions of people worldwide. So there's that. He said, we wanted to include everyone except Christians. As simple as that. In France, we have the freedom of creation, artistic freedom. We are lucky in France to live in a free country. I didn't have any specific messages I wanted to deliver. You're an avowed genderqueer activist. That's why we had to endure a transgender fashion show at the freaking Olympics. He says, in France, we're a republic. We have a right to love whom we want. We have the right not to be worshipers. We have lots of rights in France. This is what I wanted to convey. Well, then go convey it. But don't convey it by mocking those that do. It's just unreal. Here's the last thing. Blue guy. Naked blue guy. Naked blue guy was, he was just awful, man. He was gross. Naked blue guy who just, I don't know, looked like somebody who basically just needs help. Naked blue guy's real name is Philippe Catherine. Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. He could care less how you feel about it. He brushed off all criticism. He said, well, it wouldn't be any fun if there was no controversy. Although I'm sure he didn't say it quite that way. It's probably more like, well, it would not be no fun if there were no controversy. Wouldn't it be boring if everyone agreed on this planet? That's his response. He could care less how you feel about it. They could care less about your feelings. Listen, here's the bottom line, folks. Christians better stand up, speak up. Because if you don't, this will continue. I'm thankful for C Spire, and I'm thankful for world leaders and church leaders who are speaking up about it. The church better get a little louder. Just saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of those issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. It has been some more kind of a full day, and if we get some calls, we'll take them. I'll take a few more text messages though to get those caught up, because Lord, y'all got active. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Brian from Huntsville says, John wins the grades, A+, women's beach volleyball. Oh yeah. Kim from Athens says, they could have expressed their queerness in a million different ways. This is a targeted attack on Christianity, and Christians must fight this or all the values and morals in our country are toast. I stand with Jesus Christ, she says. Good for you, Kim. Can't go wrong there. Jeff from Athens says, the same artistic flair that we saw in France is like we saw here when a crucifix was immersed in a jar of urine. That flair fuels the flames, and literally and figuratively. No doubt. Leanne from Huntsville says, Supreme Court, since appointment by a president is usually political, what do we got here? Can we not have governors nominate, then appoint? Okay. All right, you're on a topic that I'm not on right now, but you're asking me about the idea that Biden has about redoing the Supreme Court. And could a panel of 50 attorneys general vote to install a new SCOTUS? I don't want that. I think we got a system that works. It's proven that it works. And there's no reason. No, we don't need to have 50 elected officials who have partisan agendas from around the nation. You just go ahead and get confirmed by the Senate, appoint the right people, and we have to sometimes see liberal courts and sometimes we see conservative courts. Jerry from Athens, the Bible, at least the King James Version, says of the Antichrist, neither shall he regard the desire of women. Hitler and 90% of Nazi leadership were of this sort. Read Germany's National Vice. Okay, thanks, Jerry. John from Lexington, South Carolina, said they did a horrible job promoting inclusion in the most exclusionary event in the world. No doubt. And then last one, and then I'll go to the phones. Brian from Bluntsville says, where was the drag queen Muhammad? Isn't inclusivity designed to include all, not just a small minority? Well, there you have it. Allie from Athens is on line one. Hey, Allie, how you doing, my friend?
Hi there. I am a happy girl, and you're going to be a happy guy when I tell you why. As you know, a few months back, you wrote a very good article about the queerification of space camp.
Yeah.
And it was reasonable. It was not harsh. It was just like, really, this is supposed to be space camp, not queer space, cowboy, whatever it was. Okay. So what ended up happening was that a national chain in Athens, where we had close to 20% of our Athens Now newspapers delivered each edition, decided to pull our racks and tell us to remove our papers. And the reason why was because an employee who was a biological female and really a rather lovely version, if I might add, had decided to identify as a male and was offended by your article, complained to the regional, and I don't know how far up the chain it went, powers that be, so we had to pull our racks and our papers. And apparently, there was a groundswell. Folks would come in and say, where are the elephants now? This is why we come in here. And I got a call from one of their people in local management that said, it's okay for you to bring your papers back, so please do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just came from there, and I'm a happy girl. So your mug is back in the place where it was. And keep writing the way that you need to write.
Oh, man. So first of all, to back up what you said a minute ago, for those who don't know, our friend Allie from Athens, she is the owner-operator of hometown paper Athens Now, and she's one of the 18 or so outlets around the state that picks up my weekly monologue, and she got excommunicated from a local business where Athens Now's racks were. And so basically people stood up and spoke up, and mm-hmm. Athens Now is now back in the, and I know where that place is, but I won't say the name because they righted themselves.
Right.
Exactly. Any apologies or just like bring them back?
No, just bring them back. However, we will see what happens. The manager who called me and said, please bring them back, was in a meeting when I went into the establishment with the rack and a couple of bundles. And so I don't know if there will be anything forthcoming. I can tell you this, that when the event happened, the staff, the people who worked the floor at this particular place, they were very unhappy.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how much of it was staff pressure. I had people calling me, and I don't know, but it was a community effort, and I'm extremely thankful. And I guess, given what you were talking about earlier about standing up, this is the whole statement in your monologue about, you know, I looked and there was nobody and they came for me. I mean, that is what we are looking at. And you don't have to be ugly. You don't have to be mocking.
That's
you don't
right.
have to be counter-mocking. You can just say, nah, this isn't the right way to go, and let's not do this. And if enough people do it, they can make a difference.
Where is the verse, Allie? I think it's 1 Peter 3:15. I may have the address wrong, but it says we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the faith that is in us, but we should do so with gentleness and respect. Meaning, you got to speak up. You can do it with respect. You cannot offend them, but well, they might be offended anyway. But by saying, hey, I'm speaking up right now and explaining to you why I believe and feel the way I am. That's our role. We're supposed to do that.
Yeah. It is not hate to say, you know what? I don't believe this is plan A for you. And because I care about you, I want to have the courage to stand up and say, I care about you, and this is not plan A for you. And that's not being a hater.
And oh, by the way, here's a copy of Athens Now. Just
yes. with Phil Williams, profundities in it. Listen, I wanted to say one other thing real quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
With regard to Niemöller, I don't know if you are aware of this, but Angel Studios is in the process of producing a film about Bonhoeffer that should be out sometime this year. And of course, you know, Niemöller lived. Bonhoeffer was executed in a very grim way. He was naked and he was garroted. And the attending physician who had to attend that travesty said that he had never seen anybody go to their death essentially more transcendent and full of love and the beauty of God. And that's who we've got to be. If we live, we are the Lord's. If we die, we are the Lord's. And we love all the way through.
Thank you, my friend. And that was good news, by the way. Thank you for sharing that with us, because I know the audience was
bugged.
You
are welcome. You are welcome. It's a happy dance time, sir.
All right. See ya. All right, bye-bye. Oh, that's good. That is good stuff. That is good. Listen, for anybody out there who spoke up and said, hey, why'd you take Athens Now out of this establishment? I'll just leave it at that. They apparently heard it and they said, you know what? We're not doing that. We're not taking a newspaper out because it dares to have an opinion piece written by somebody who just questions another lifestyle. And somebody say, well, then how can you say that about the Olympics? I can say all I want to about the Olympics. Guess what? I didn't say stop the Olympics, did I? I just pointed out the lack of concern they have for people's faith. Amy from Rainbow City says, we can't let them lure us into watching the Olympic closing ceremony out of curiosity, or they'll claim the highest ratings ever. You got a point. And then Mike from Huntsville says, term limits. How about term limits for House and Senate? What's that got to do with my topic today? That's got nothing. Mike, focus. Focus, brother. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. Time for a new topic. We're going to jump on into the southern border a bit. Because, y'all, we got a border czar, don't we? Wasn't she named? Oh, wait. She's hiding behind camouflage. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.